How important is etiquette?
Do you know how to make the perfect cup of tea? What to wear for a formal dinner party? Or how to address the Queen? The answer to these questions, and many more, can be found in Debrett's Guide to Etiquette. Debrett's advice covers hundreds of topics, including how to apologise, how to say no without sounding rude, how to write invitations, what to wear to an office party, how to make a complaint in a restaurant, and how much to tip a taxi driver. Here's some of their advice.
Children, get your child into the habit of asking permission before they help themselves to food, snacks or drinks, or switch on the television.
Hosting a dinner party. Be clear about dress codes. If you would like guests to depart by a certain time, say so politely.
The toilet. When nature calls, either slip away quietly or excuse yourself from the group. Leave it clean. Always flush and never discuss.
Money. Bragging about one's bonus is a transparent and primitive bid for supremacy. It just heightens the difference between your financial situation and that of the person you are talking to.
Titles. In conversation, a general guide when introducing peers or referring to them is to use Lord and Lady in the same way as you would use Mr. and Mrs.
Saying no. Refusing graciously, without causing offence, is a vital social skill. Whatever the occasion, a date, a dance, an invitation, you have the right to turn the offer down. And on many occasions, you will be genuinely unable to accept because of previous commitments.
Drunkenness. Social drinkers beware. At the beginning of the evening, drink is the ally of social confidence. At the end of the night, it is the enemy of social manners.
Mobile phones. It's always rude to pay more attention to a phone than a person in the flesh. And they should always be put away when transacting other business. For example, when you're paying for something in a shop. They should also be switched off in theatres, cinemas, including during the trailers, art galleries, or any space where silence is desired.
Pets. If people are coming to your house, it is essential that you check out their attitude to dogs beforehand. If someone is genuinely frightened of dogs or has a severe allergy to dog hair, do your utmost to keep dogs out of their way and warn them in advance.
Table manners. The cardinal dining crime is eating noisily. Nothing is more likely to get you noticed and promptly blacklisted. Keeping your mouth closed while chewing and taking care not to overfill it will enable you to breathe steadily. Eat at a relaxed pace and really think about your food.
Do we really need these rules in today's society? Or can we rely on our instinct to tell us what to do?